It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up, New York's favorite billionaire, John Catsimatidis, will be with us before we are done. We will also hear from Shelley Goldberg, a parenting hack for your Wednesday, per usual. Kristen B. Tate from The Hill will be here to answer the question, how much is illegal immigration sucking tax dollars out of the system? And we start with breaking news on the Mueller report. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Want to litigate? Go after the DNC, Crooked Hillary, the dirty cops, all of these things. That's what should be litigated. Because that was a rigged system. And I am breaking down the swamp.
You know what's interesting about that? And that's the president from earlier today, obviously on the tarmac before leaving to go somewhere. It's very compelling to understand that for the last 2.5 years, he's been on the opposite footing. These people have been leaning into him saying, you did something wrong. We're going to prove it. We're going to show it. A whole bunch of us thought for a long time that the entire foundation of what those arguments were built upon were shaky as heck. And in fact, not very well grounded at all. It turns out the longer we get beyond the Mueller report proper, the more we're starting to understand that. The FBI reporting today, according to Judicial Watch, who had to FOIA the agency and the government to be able to get these, President Obama's office had on some level some number of Hillary Clinton's emails that had supposedly gone missing. Now, we don't know if it's the full 33,000. We don't know if it's a smaller representation of that. We'll find out more about that in the days and weeks to come. But just the fact that they existed and that the president's office had it and never came forward with it in the midst of actual internal investigations going on to what was happening with those. The fact that one of her aides was able to just mysteriously delete 33,000 and just gone. My next guest has some pretty strong opinions about all of this. He served the FBI for 25 years, law enforcement analyst now for CNN, adjunct assistant professor in Homeland Security and Criminal Justice at St. John's University. James Gagliano rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. James, let me ask you, because you've written a very compelling piece within the last week that the Mueller report is an embarrassment for Comey and McCabe. I know a lot of people, they hear the president say the FBI this, the DOJ that. There's a temptation to believe that maybe the president's coming down on everybody. But when I speak with the president's son, when I've spoken with members of the administration, when I speak with everyday folks, I think we understand that we're not talking about the door kickers. We're talking about the brass that called some of the shots on some of these things. And you're saying this report actually makes them look worse than what we already knew about them.
Yeah, Kev, you're 100% right. I think the American public is smart enough, insightful enough to view the president's attacks on certain senior level executives that worked during the Comey tenure. And James Comey was FBI director for 3 years, 8 months, and 5 days. And I've argued all along, I did not suspect that there was a group of cabal, if you will, of people that were, you know, entrenched Democrats that were going to do whatever they could to prevent Donald Trump from winning the election. But I caveat that, Kevin, by saying I think there were a lot of folks there that were caught up in what's known as groupthink and confirmation bias, and they were young, callow, inexperienced, and they were idolaters, for lack of a better word, of James Comey. And I think you put all those things together, and you have some relatively inexperienced folks, young folks, and especially when Andy McCabe was elevated to acting director after James Comey's firing back on in May of 2017, and I think, Kevin, some decisions were made were dubious, and it was a result of inexperienced people panicking and taking shortcuts and doing things with FBI processes and protocols that in my 25 years I never, ever once experienced.
So now the situation sits that Jerry Nadler and the other Democratic chairs of the committees are the ones that are insisting upon going forward with a look at obstruction, a look at if the president somehow committed a breaking of the law, even though there was no underlying crime, as the Mueller report clearly points out, of conspiracy. There was no underlying crime. They're trying to make the argument that he obstructed the process of justice into a crime that never happened. Is that the argument they're making, James?
Yeah, and I'm not a lawyer, even though sometimes I play one on TV, Kev, and I got to tell you, I've heard arguments on both sides of that legal divide, meaning if there is no underlying scheme, if there's no conspiracy, is it possible to obstruct justice? And look, the way that Robert Mueller handled, you know, the findings in that 448-page report, which I ground through until my eyes bled, he was very, very careful, and I think he outlined some ways that it could be charged that someone in the president's position could be charged with obstruction of justice. Let's say, for instance, suborning perjury, fabricating evidence, witness intimidation. Now, he didn't mention, you know, a particular incident that the president would have been involved in any of those. But he did speak to 10 different incidents that between folks that had talked to the president or folks that were interviewed by the Mueller team that suggested that the president was trying to stop the investigation. Now, look, he had every right to stop it. I mean, the special counsel works for the Department of Justice, but the Department of Justice falls under the president. But folks have made the argument that you can charge obstruction of justice, but my argument all along has been if that was the case, Robert Mueller was charged with making a determination on whether to indict or not indict, and he didn't come to a decision here. So,
came to a decision because he did not indict.
Right. But what he's saying is it's that little dot, dot, dot caveat, Kev, that's got everybody on Capitol Hill, especially the Democrats, twisted into knots, but did not exonerate. See, no prosecutor, and I respect Robert Mueller. I served under him at the FBI for 12 years of his directorship. No prosecutor is supposed to dirty up the subject or the target of investigation if they don't bring charges. And when you put that line in there, but did not exonerate, that, in my mind, is a dirtying up. That's saying we couldn't find enough evidence that there's a crime there, that anybody committed a crime. However, we're not going to clear this person or tell them they've got their good name back. And that is what is so befuddling to me, is why somebody like Robert Mueller, a distinguished legal mind, a guy that was, you know, the Deputy Attorney General, the Department of Justice, and served at the head of the FBI, why he abdicated in his duty and responsibility to make a determination there, because he's opened up a can of worms that I believe the Democrats are going to use to run with this and to basically move this toward impeachment proceedings sometime in the next year or so.
Yeah, and I think that they're going to do that to their own peril. I think they're going to put their party in the middle, smack dab in the middle of an election cycle in which they're going to be arguing, and they're going to give the president the upper hand. He's going to have Twitter every day to respond to them and say, how could I obstruct into the investigation of a crime that I did not commit? And I think that the American people are going to kind of, he's got that really amazing ability to simplify things. And I don't know that it's going to benefit them on the level that this is now all playing out, the political level, because there's no real legal stuff left. I mean, that's been, they didn't charge obstruction, they didn't charge conspiracy, so the criminal path to this is done. It's going to all be now what the chairman of the Democratic committees in the House have to say versus what the White House has to say, and I think that they're going to run their own candidates into some headwinds with that. Let me ask you just final question. What does the country need to do now to get past this so that we get back to helping the country run the country's business?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question right there, Kevin. And I have to tell you, it's going to be hard because, as you pointed out, I mean, the Democrats are chomping at the bit right now to move this into an impeachment proceeding, just to drag this on and hopefully help out in their prospects for 2020. And then you've also got, on the outside now, you've got the Southern District in New York potentially looking into different, you know, crimes or different issues that the Mueller team referred, which there were like 14 of those, as well as the New York State Attorney General. And so in those instances, I think the president does face some peril because once he leaves the office, because the president is, as the Department of Justice views this, a president cannot be indicted while he's in office. I think that there'll be some folks on the outside that'll look at an opportunity licking their lips or, you know, and going, yep, we'll just wait it out and we'll see what happens then. So that's where I think he could potentially face some peril. And I'm not suggesting I know anything or I've seen anything that suggested that he's committed any crime or that there was anything that is worthy of indictment. But I do know that there are entities out there that are waiting for that opportunity, and that could happen either 2020 or 2024.
Yeah. Well, your latest in the Washington Examiner, that the Mueller report is another embarrassment for Comey and McCabe, is well worth the read, and I recommend it to everybody that's listening. James Gagliano, thank you for your service to the country, and thank you for being with us today.
Kev, thanks for having me.
Kevin McCullough, when we roll on, Kristen B. Tate of The Hill joins me next. Don't you go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's a rough ride this afternoon on the westbound side of the Cross Bronx Expressway from the Bruckner to the GW Bridge. Eastbound heavy off the bridge right out towards Webster Avenue. And the Deegan northbound were slow from the Triborough Bridge right up to the Cross Bronx. And southbound were slow from Van Cortlandt Park down into the Cross Bronx Expressway. On the Bronx River Parkway, that's going to be a slow ride northbound at Gun Hill Road with a crash being cleared. We're looking at delays in Manhattan on the West Side Highway northbound, north of 125th Street. And it looks like the FDR drive is slow northbound from the 30s up to the Triborough. Then it becomes very heavy north of the Triborough up to the Cross Bronx Expressway. In Queens, on the eastbound LIE, we're slow from the BQE to the Cross Island Parkway. Cross Island slows southbound Frog's Neck down towards the area of Bayside Marina with a crash and stays heavy right on down towards Belmont Park. And the Van Wyck is anything but quick. We're jammed both ways from Kennedy up to the Kew Gardens interchange. 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel, 15 inbound, about 20 to 30 out at the Lincoln. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt sees good things out of the Trump re-election camp.
Donald Trump raised $30 million for his re-election campaign in the first 3 months of this year, and the Republican National Committee threw in another $45.8 million.
That's a stunning number.
A stunning number. Puts into perspective Bernie's $14 million. Okay, he's only like seven times behind Trump. DNC's basically broke.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, you know, I'm not really a germaphobe. There's really only one person like that around the hallways of this radio station. That's my morning man on AM 970. But I'm enough of a germaphobe to know that I want my hands to be clean because there's all kinds of new diseases that keep popping up. They keep finding these new things in schools, at work, hospitals, etc. And I have had trouble finding products that are safe, effective, and also alcohol-free. I don't like the smell of that alcohol on my hand when I'm done. And guess what? I've now found something that is effective, safe, and alcohol-free. It's called Durasan. It's water-based, non-toxic. It's a hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and protects skin for up to 24 hours. It comes in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays, perfect for everyday use. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that is FDA-approved and environmentally safe, just like their hand sanitizer, and we use it right here at the radio station. Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. Their USDA organic mosquito spray, safe protects from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime coming up. And right now, Kevin McCullough listeners are going to get 20% off their purchase when you mention my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. To learn more about Durasan products, go to www.durasan.com or call 844-DURASAN, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. That's 844-387-4726. Durasan.com or 844-387-4726. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Could I have your attention just for a second? I want to talk to you about something that's really, really important. There's this unconscionable statistic that I heard about the other day, that every day, 22 of America's bravest returning veterans commit suicide. They survived the war. Now they have to survive the peace. It's a tough life for them because when they come back, they have expectations. And if you've survived war, you think you're going to survive here. We've already lost since 9/11 about 140,000 veterans. They weren't killed over there, but they came home to die. They took their own lives. That's over double the loss we saw in Vietnam. We can't allow that to continue. And that's why I'm excited about the program called the Gold Shield. If you're a business, large or small, you can become a Gold Shield member. When you see the Gold Shield being displayed in a store, you know that that participating vendor is helping to raise funds to help our veterans during this tragic time. They also do cancer research and are helping patients dealing with that terrible tragedy as well. If you're a consumer, shop where you see the Gold Shield. If you're a merchant, sign up and become one today. Go to thegoldshield.us or call 888-526-9111 and find out what it's all about. 888-526-9111. 888-526-9111. That's 888-526-9111. Because our veterans, the bravest and the best, they need our help. 888-526-9111.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Ace Buy One Get One free sale, now through Monday only. Don't miss out on all our great deals throughout the store. Save on top brands like Scott's and Ortho. Plus, get deals on other products you'll need this spring, like birdseed, spray paint, light bulbs, and more. With so many great buy one, get one free deals, you can't afford to miss it. So hurry in. The Ace Buy One Get One free sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Buy select item and get designated item free. See store for details.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
This administration's attack against the media, it takes many forms. Yes, one form is the president having a rally this Saturday instead of attending the dinner. And I do think it matters mostly because of what it means about these tensions continuing to escalate.
That's Brian Stelter on CNN. And by the president not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, according to what he just said, the president not going to the dinner is somehow an attack on the media. These people have lost it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Kristen B. Tate rejoins us for Tate's Take on Wednesdays. We always enjoy seeing what she's up to, especially when she's written about something very important like taxpayer dollars and how they're associated with illegal immigration, which, you know, if she wrote about, she covered in depth. We'll get to that in a second. But, Kristen, let me ask you about that. Brian Stelter, who, you know, is often wrong. Like that's one of his really most significant footnotes is that he often gets his stuff wrong, is complaining and calling it an attack against the media for the president to basically ignore them at their White House Correspondents' Dinner. Your take, Kristen B. Tate.
Right. Well, I mean, first of all, no one should be surprised that Donald Trump doesn't want to go to this dinner. I mean, the media have been completely unfair to him, and he's the first Republican that I can think of that's actually had the guts to fight back against these people and their smears and their lies, especially after 2 years of people like Brian Stelter and his friends at CNN peddling this garbage Russian collusion narrative and whipping up the whole country into a, you know, hysteric frenzy over a hoax that never even happened. So I say more power to Trump. I wouldn't go to the dinner either. And of course, Brian Stelter and his friends are going to moan and howl about this because it just means fewer people will actually tune in to watch this
event. I think that by actually me playing that soundbite, I might have quadrupled Brian Stelter's ratings this week just in playing that one soundbite.
I think you definitely did.
So let me get a follow up on that point then, because, you know, CNN had this series of Democrat town halls a couple of nights ago, just one after the other, back to back. And that, Kristen, they're some of the lowest rated cable news product that's ever been put on the air. There is no excitement building around the Democratic campaigns.
Right. I think, you know, I do actually have to push back on that a little bit. I think there's a lot of excitement in the Democrat base, but I think right now they're deflated because the one thing they were counting on to take down Trump ended up just being a big nothing.
Right.
So I do think the Democrats want someone to vote for. The Democrat voters, they don't like Trump, but these candidates, they haven't really put together platform positions that are very compelling, because for the last 2 years, all they've been running on is resisting Trump and booting him from office and Russian collusion. This Russian collusion narrative lessened the need for them to put together real policy ideas.
So they thought.
So I think that's the problem, but I don't see them shifting to policy, at least compelling policy, other than socialist, you know, far left progressive ideas, which certainly won't help them get blue collar or working class
right.
voters.
Well, Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked about why he doesn't have any policy stuff on his website this week. And he basically said, well, I'm still formulating, you know, the big ideas I'm going to announce. And if you compare his sudden rise in the Democratic ranks with Elizabeth Warren's kind of simultaneous fall, and she probably has the most detailed policy ideas of any of the declared candidates, but she was like way up in the teens. Now she's down around 5%, and she's dropping fast. It might not be to their benefit to actually articulate specific policy because their ideas are so bad.
Right. I think it's a difficult position for the Democrats because they have to sort of appease two very different wings of their party. But if they don't put out any policies at all, then they're not really going to be able to mobilize anyone
right.
in the voter base. But I do think that eventually the candidate who would be the most strong against Trump is a more a moderate candidate, like a Biden or someone who can reach out to the former blue dog Democrat.
Yeah, if you can actually convince Joe Biden to get in the race, though, that's the problem. Like, he keeps delaying the announcement he's supposed to announce today. He's not going to announce today. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? But he's fading in the polls.
Well, I think he was going to announce earlier, but he probably pushed it off a little bit to wait for the dust to settle with the whole like creepy Joe Biden groping people thing. So I think that's why he's waited so long. He wanted that to go away so that it wouldn't cast a shadow.
And that's not going to come back at all once he's in. That's not going to come back at all once he's in, especially with me. I won't be tempted at all to call him creepy Uncle Joe. All right, real quickly, your piece in the Hill, taxpayer dollars footing the spiraling cost of illegal immigration. How so, Kristen Tate?
Well, when we talk about immigration, usually it's a moral argument for or against it. And I wanted to look at the dollar and cents of this. You have a lot of people on the left saying, immigrants are a net positive to the country. But actually, when you dig into the numbers, illegal immigration is a net negative to the country. The illegal immigration costs taxpayers $116 billion in 2017. And I got that figure by subtracting the total tax revenue paid by illegal immigrants, which is about $19 billion, from the total economic impact of illegal immigration that year. So these folks are net consumers of taxpayer funded services, and people ought to know that their tax dollars are supporting this.
Well, and you lay it out very neatly, as you always do, in the Hill. It's her article from this week, "Your Taxpayer Dollars Are Footing the Spiraling Costs of Illegal Immigration." And of course, this is one of the things that you're always watching. You're my economic fiscal hawk. You're always scouting out the real cost to the American taxpayer. And we need someone to do that, Kristen, because if it weren't for you, there's not really another major reporter that just has that as their constant beat. So congratulations and good job on that. And we'll have to talk to you again next week about whatever else is bubbling up in the news. But for now, the president, none of his aides, none of his cabinet going to the correspondents' dinner this year. And Kristen B. Tate's take is that's A-OK. Kristen, feel better. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough, when we continue, Shelley Goldberg is here. How to have great conversation with your kids around the dinner table. And a little bit later, more breaking news as it happens. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sunshine. We have 68 degrees on this Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, New York City officials are detailing their plans to restrict traffic along 14th Street during the partial L train shutdown. James Flippin has more.
Starting in June, transportation officials will transform the two center lanes of 14th Street into bus and truck traffic only lanes. The hope is to speed up the M14 Select bus service, which as of now typically crawls along the clogged roadway. DOT Commissioner Polly Trottenberg says pickups and drop-offs and entering parking garages will be allowed for residents.
There isn't that much pickup and drop-off activity. For example, we've looked at taxi data and other things. And
they'll try it out for 18 months and see how traffic's flowing.
We'll be evaluating this project, and we'll take a look as we come to the end of the pilot period.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
Some New York City school bus drivers are threatening to strike, leaving parents of special needs children scrambling for other transportation options. Scott Pringle covered a rally today on the matter.
What do we want?
EPP!
When do we want it?
Now!
Well, that stands for Employee Protection Provisions. Roughly 2,000 bus drivers threatening to walk off the job. Union leader Michael Cordiello says they're fighting to have those protections.
It keeps experienced workers in the system. The second thing it protects is wages.
Councilman Mark Traeger says without the protections, it would mean a lot more lower-waged, inexperienced drivers.
You're going to have lateness, you're going to have delays, you're going to have missed stops.
The drivers threatening to strike are responsible for getting some 12,000 special needs children to school. At City Hall, Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Mets host the Phillies. The Yankees take on the Angels in Anaheim. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, a 40-minute wait, 5 on the city-bound side. 20 to 30 out the Lincoln Tunnel, 10 to 15 on the city-bound side. You're okay with the GW Bridge. Mostly clear tonight, low 50. Sunshine tomorrow, clouds rolling for the afternoon, maybe a shower by tomorrow night, high 61. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets, the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, the prices get all weird when it comes to produce this time of year. Have you noticed this? Because some things are now more in season than they were a month ago, and some things that were more expensive are now cheaper, and then in the fall they're going to jack the prices back up. It's a terrible cycle. You know that I also advocate that you take fruits and veggies to help keep your immune system boosted, be able to fight off the allergies, the sinus attacks, the colds, the flus, all that stuff. Well, right now, if you call Balance of Nature, you're going to get to lock in your price at maybe some of the best prices for fruits and veggies for the whole year and guarantee free shipping on every order for the coming year. All you have to do is call them at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. They're not made of synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. And each capsule has 10 servings of both. Once you start taking them, you're going to feel great. People say their skin looks better. They've got more energy. Some people start growing hair again. I mean, it's all in the testimonials, and it's time to improve the quality of your life now. So call them today, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, and don't forget to use my discount code, The Answer. When you call 800-246-8751, that's 800-246-8751.
Proving that he may be ready for primetime. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, every single week, we try to give you at least one helpful tip, one helpful hack, if you will, into how to do the parenting thing a little bit better. Very honored to have my next guest with us. She was for years the parenting reporter for New York One, and now she joins us as a parenting research resource at Kevin McCullough Radio, and we're very, very honored to have her. Shelley Goldberg, welcome back. Good to have you. I hope you had a great Passover this last weekend.
Well, thank you. And how was your Easter, Kevin?
That's an interesting word. Because you know, Hillary and Obama and a bunch of those people use that word this weekend. We celebrated the resurrection of Jesus very well and had a great time with the family. A lot of people don't know this. Easter's kind of a derivative of a pagan holiday. It has something to do with like worshiping stones and sun and flowers or something like that. But anyway, I thought it was very weird what all those public officials said about the victims in Sri Lanka. But that's a different conversation all the way around. Hey, you sent over the topic this morning that you wanted us to talk about this afternoon. And it made me think of something because we've just recently moved. And in doing so, we now have a functional dining room that is very different than where we were at before. We used to kind of congregate around a table in the kitchen, and now we have a space to sit and to really kind of leisurely do family dinner time. And one of the things that my bride and I both had growing up was family that did that and also asked us questions about our day or great issues of life or other things. And some of my favorite memories growing up were moments spent around that dinner table. And you're saying today this is a good thing for us.
This is a great thing. It's so beneficial. The power of having meals, dinner together is enormous. The studies consistently show that when kids or grandkids are having dinners together, they're happier, less depressed, do better in school, have better and stronger friendships. It's such a win-win. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful gift to give to your kids or grandkids. And I was thinking about it this weekend, you know, with meeting family and friends over the holidays. And sometimes the problem, I think, for parents and grandparents, assuming that the food is relatively good at the table, is what do we talk about? How do we get this going? How do we get this conversation going? So I thought this would be a wonderful topic today. So Kevin, when you're sitting around that new dining room with the kids, what you want to not do, you don't want to lecture. You want to make it a safe and welcoming place where kids can be themselves, can talk about anything and everything. And you want to minimize the yes and no questions. So to get started, here are some things that you can do.
Cool.
You might just say to your kids, so what's on your mind? How would you rate your day in a 1 to 10 and why? What's the hardest thing that happened to you today? The most challenging? This will get you, Kevin, especially you, talking about problem solving with your kids. What's the most interesting thing you learned today? Ask kids to share the most successful part of the day, the funniest part of the day. Now, if this doesn't get it started, then Kevin, you share something. Share something crazy or fun that happened in your day. Or have your kids talk about planning discussion. What do you want to do this summer? What activities would you like to see us do as a family? Now, if you want to get into the fun questions, those off-the-wall questions, which are the ones that appeal to me a little bit more, you can ask your kids, if you could teach a class at school on anything, what would it be? Or if you could travel back in time, Kevin, what time period intrigues you? And where would you go and why? What makes someone a good friend? If you had $1 million, what would you do with it? Who would you give it to? If the family dog could talk, what do you think he would say, right? Now, for you, because you know we're in the news business, I think a question that I would want to ask, especially in today's world, at every meal, does anybody have any questions about what's going on in the news? Just throw that out. And certainly I would end with, can we all share as a family, what are some things we're grateful for today? That should be at every meal. And I want to give parents and grandparents, there's a wonderful article by a Katie Workman, Questions to Ask Around the Dinner Table. W-O-R-K-M-A-N. Just Google it. There are some wonderful resources that will provide parents and grandparents with great questions.
Yeah.
That'll get everybody started around the dinner table. So does this help you?
No, it does. And, you know, the bride's father was a lifelong talk radio addict, and he would listen to a colleague of mine, Dennis Prager, who's still on the air when she was very small. And he would often ask the great moral dilemma questions of the day. And really, if you roll one of those into the middle of a dinner, you can get some really interesting conversation going, and from all perspectives all at the same time. But what a great gift to give your kids. Get them talking around the dinner table. Shelley Goldberg, thanks so much. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
I want to say something about rush tax resolution. You know, I've always been blown away by people who are in trouble with the IRS and try and deal with it themselves. You know, people who wouldn't try fixing their own plumbing or fixing their own car. No problem picking up the phone and trying to deal with their own tax issues with the IRS. They owe a ton of money. They can't pay the IRS. And they think, oh, I can handle this. This is crazy. The IRS is nothing to mess with. So what do you do? Call Rush Tax Resolution. Take one listener who owed over 90 grand. After hearing me talk about Rush Tax, she picked up the phone. Rush Tax got the IRS to settle her case for $100 total. Now, even if you don't qualify for the IRS forgiveness program, Rush Tax can still protect you, fight the IRS on penalties, and get you the lowest payment plan. They've got an A-plus rating and an incredible zero complaint history with the BBB. Rush Tax is the only company I recommend. 855-IRS-CALL. 855-IRS-CALL. Rush Tax will tell you right away if they can help you. They won't take their case if they can't help you. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or rushtaxresolution.com. That's rushtaxresolution.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain that you're in? I've got good news for you, my friend. My very good friend, Dr. Melinda Keller, is the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, and she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. You know what I love about Dr. Keller? She's committed to eradicating the pain and not using scary injections or surgery. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy, so she'll give you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she's going to point you in the all-natural directions that will not cut on your body or put shots in your system. Please call and find out more, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and do things like walk freely again and play with your kids and grandkids. Call 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name's Ken, and I own Good Start Packaging in Bedford, New Hampshire. With my Spark Cash Card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on all my business purchases. And last year, that added up to $36,000 in cash back. That's right, $36,000. Thanks to that, I was able to offer healthcare to my employees. The Spark Cash Card did a lot for my business. Imagine what it could do for yours. What's in your wallet?
Real Capital One customers paid for real stories. Credit approval required.
Every Saturday morning at 7, The Auto Lab, the longest-running auto show in New York City, can be heard for a full 2 hours. Host Professor Harold Walchalk and a diverse panel of automotive experts will answer all your basic automotive questions and fill you in on the history and culture of the auto industry. The Auto Lab is on the air and here to help for a full 2 hours. Listen every Saturday morning starting at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Everywhere I go, I change it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York. He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020. They're not going to win with the people that I see.
Well, that's the president on the tarmac today. And again, he's giving his opinion, but I think there's some degree of being spot on here. In that the Democrats, they keep throwing stuff at him, but none of it seems to be working. That's what we've been talking about all hour. That's what Kristen B. Tate was hitting on, and that's certainly what Mr. Gagliano was at the top of the hour. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. I am honored for the second week in a row to welcome not one, but two, John Catsimatidis's to the studio, John Sr. and John Jr. Welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
It's an honor to be here, Kevin.
Thank you.
Let's talk real quickly about the president doesn't seem to be buying into any of this business that Mr. Nadler or Engel or Schiff or any of those committee chairpersons are going along with. They want to keep investigating and digging and going through all this stuff. He's like, we're moving on. The country's got other business to get to. Is he going to be able to do that?
I think 70 or 80% of the American people believe that we should just move on. If Agent Mueller couldn't find anything in 2 years and he had 20 or 30 agents looking for it.
That were all Hillary sympathetic.
Well, they couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
Now is a couple of congresspeople going to all of a sudden find something? I mean, it's all name recognition. And I think enough is enough. The country has to move on. What do you think, John Jr.?
I couldn't agree more, and I think he's obviously not okay with it, but the strategy the Democrats are taking about making this the focus is really not productive for their race in 2020. As long as the message is anti-Trump, they're not going to win. They have to bring something real to the table.
Well, and that's what I've been talking about for a couple of days, because if you don't have – okay, so I understand you're not in power and you want to be in power. I understand the, like, we're not where we want to be element. But you're not offering the average working Joe that goes to his job, pays his taxes, doesn't speed. Like, this is the good citizens of America. You're not offering them anything that is going to benefit their life more than what the current guy is. That guy has gotten their wages increased. That guy has gotten their taxes lowered. That guy has gotten the economy moving, and now they have more options to take different jobs than they've ever had before. They could get promotions or go over here to the competitor and get a better job there. Like, we've not seen an economy where you have this kind of fluidity for the average worker, John, in quite a while. Like, if they don't offer something better, how can they beat him?
Especially in the minorities. The black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been. Asian unemployment, the lowest it's ever been. The Hispanic unemployment, the lowest it's ever been. I mean, they have to have a cause to run on. I mean, we want to run. I mean, the Republicans, Donald Trump wants to run an even better economy.
Right.
And we need issues from the Democrats. Tell us what you want to do.
Well, and I'm not sure that they do want to do anything. Let's talk about this for a second. Joe Biden last week said, okay, on Wednesday I'm going to announce. And then on Tuesday he said, nope, not on Wednesday, maybe Thursday. Now, I don't know, John, you've probably known Joe Biden for years, but what do you make of his hesitancy to pull the trigger and go ahead and get in?
Maybe he's thinking twice about it. You know, he is 76 years old. When he gets elected, he'll be 78 if he gets elected.
Right.
So he's maybe thinking about it twice. Maybe he's thinking about staying alive and staying healthy more than trying to run around the country arguing and yelling at each other.
John Jr., let me ask you this. If he doesn't get in, Bernie got robbed in 2016. At least that's how his supporters view it, that they got cheated, Hillary's people rigged the situation and took it away from him. Is it his race to lose if Joe doesn't jump in?
I think Bernie has a great chance at getting the nomination, if not. And you look back at what the big change was after Hillary lost, was they got rid of superdelegates. And
right.
When they first implemented those, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that was around when Mondale was running. It was the last time the Democrats put up a fringe candidate, they lost in a sweep. So we could see that happen again here. But, you know, the Democratic Party today is a lot different than the Democratic Party of yesterday, so we'll see.
But the Bernie bros have a point to be made, don't they?
Yeah.
Like they did get cheated in 2016. With the superdelegates, Hillary had 500 or whatever votes in her pocket before she ever campaigned.
Curating those for years.
Yeah, exactly. Owned every party chairmanship in the country. Anyway, coming up at the top of the hour, if you're in New York, make sure you keep it right on AM 970 The Answer, because the Cats at Night broadcast comes your way. And, John, we're going to talk tonight to who? What is John Banks going to talk to
Banks
us about?
John Banks is calling in. He's the CEO of Real Estate Board of New York. And everybody wants to know, what is Mayor de Blasio talking about no more skyscrapers?
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. I'm so proud to announce that my dear friends at Trinitas Regional Medical Center have a brand new center dedicated to women. Together with the Connie Dwyer Breast Cancer Foundation, they recently opened the new Center for Excellent Breast Care, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas. Here, every woman is treated to the latest in screening, diagnosis, and treatment, regardless of her ability to pay. And there's even a breast navigator available to guide women through every aspect of their care. This is a state-of-the-art center staffed with a full complement of breast health specialists that features the latest technology and, most importantly, is a welcoming, safe environment for every woman who walks through their doors. If you or a loved one would like to learn more about the Connie Dwyer Breast Center at Trinitas, please call 908-994-5984. 908-994-5984, or visit their website at trinitasrmc.org.
Why choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy? I'll tell you why. Perillo's tours have been operating for 74 continuous years. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, which are centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel and you're right on the Spanish Steps, or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square, or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Comfort and convenience. That's the hallmark of a Perillo tour, taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation. Be one of the first 10 people to request a brochure today and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium-quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for your 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I went to the doctor yesterday, and she said that I'll probably live to be 100 years old. My heart sounded good. Everything sounded good. My blood pressure, it has not been that low in a long, long time. With these capsules, I'm getting the vegetables and the fruit that I need. I know my husband has seen a difference in the way I am.
As you know, the price of produce is always on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're getting the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Cats at Night with John Catsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970. The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for doing all that you can every day to think more clearly, to act more purposefully, to leave an impact in the world around you. That's why we do this. We want you to have that ability and to be that well prepared. It's one of the reasons why we talk about the breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. I also want to say a big thank you to those of you that over the last couple of weeks dug real deep and helped us with our effort with Food for the Poor. 94 families have been rescued from starvation, from dehydration, from literally perishing within the next few days to weeks because of your generosity. So we've fed 94 families for the next year and given all of them clean drinking water for the rest of their lives. And it couldn't have happened without you. And if you didn't participate and you wanted to, it's only $27 a month for 12 months to take care of one family. It's a one-time gift of $320. You could do that by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. I also want you to know that if you miss any part of this broadcast, that we've got them all stored at the Kevin McCullough Radio Broadcast HQ, which you can find at SoundCloud.com. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio, iTunes, Kevin McCullough Radio, or KMC Radio. I think both of them will take you there. You can find us in your favorite aggregator. We are everywhere. Just search Kevin McCullough Radio and download today. Thousands upon thousands of you every month now catching the show on demand in that way. Finally today, there was a report that came out from One America News Network. Jack Posobiec released this. In the last couple of days, evidently, Larry Hogan, the current governor of Maryland, John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, and now one Mitt Romney may be floating their considerations for joining Bill Weld in the Republican National Committee's primary to challenge President Trump. And as I saw this, I couldn't help myself this morning but think, of course, why shouldn't Mitt Romney run again? This would be the third time that he would run and utterly lose the presidential race. It would make him the single biggest loser, in fact, in presidential candidate history for the Republicans. So why not, Mittens? Lace them up. Get going. You must really enjoy falling on that face. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.